What's up, what's up, what's up, Unusual Blessings podcast listeners? It's your girl Tunde, and I came on tonight, this Friday night, early Saturday morning, because I had a couple of things I want to share with you all. We, as a nation, have been tried in different areas, things going on in the media, people getting murdered, people having all types of issues that are just not good. And, I got to a place where I was thinking, when push comes to shove, what will we do? We've all heard the term, when push comes to shove, I'll do this. When push comes to shove, I'll do that. So I thought about, creating this podcast, and I titled it When Push Comes to Shove. When push comes to shove, what will you do? Will you fold and give up, or will you fight the good fight of faith? For every dream, desire, it starts with a want. It starts from something we wanted or needed. We all want financial independence. We all want good lives for ourselves and our children and our families. What are we willing to do to get it? Do you steal? Do you fraudulate? Do you abuse? Do you manipulate people to get what you want? And my thoughts are, when your back is against the wall, do you get stressed? If you are anything like me, you have a hectic lifestyle. But when I create a positive vibe, when I pray, when I meditate, when I pull in those positive vibes and push out the negativity, I tend to find that having that barrier that I need is always better. Because when push comes to shove, people will do anything. We never know what they will do. But if we create a space for our spirit man, we can let those hard times take us to a place of despair. But if we continue to fight, we will win. Everybody wants to have a way to escape life. Everybody wants to have a way to escape what's going on. But I challenge you today to exercise and be good to yourself. So exercise your body, meditate, take some me time, take time to, really invest in yourself. And these are things that I was telling myself. I've been on a journey trying to be an actress and got very discouraged, was very upset. I was body shaming my own self, and that's just real. Body shaming myself, like, I could never be a successful actress. I'm 40 years old, and life altered, for lack of a better word, a video, a viral video, which exposed my life to a lot of things. And it really opened up my mind to life. And so, those types of things, just creating all that negativity and trying to be strong for other people. You can't be strong for other people if you're not being strong for yourself. Though that is very important. You have to be strong for yourself. In the last couple of days, things have just went haywire. But when those things happen, you have to realize that God is up to something. And when God is up to something, and it's going to be for our betterment, the devil will always come in. He will always come in and try and tear down how we feel, and have us giving up before our seasons, the harvest comes in. I want you to remember that you have a season, and it is very important to remember that whenever those seasons are in, you're going to be dealing with those things. You're going to be dealing with seasons where you're not prospering very much. You're going to be dealing with seasons where things just don't go as planned. But when those things happen, I have something that I would like for you to say. And I want you to remember this. It's called a daily confession. And it starts like this. It says, first of all, I confess with my mouth. I believe in my heart that Jesus is the Son of God that died for my sins. So therefore, the word of God tells me that I am saved. Hallelujah. And because I am saved, God has granted me many benefits. And some of those benefits are that I'm the head and not the tail. I'm healed regardless of what the doctors say. I'm blessed going and coming. My children are blessed going and coming. My grand and great grandchildren are blessed going and coming. No evil or fear shall come near me. I have angels that have been assigned to protect me. I have now and will always have more than enough. Because my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. I walk by faith and not by what I see. The word of God is all that I need to direct my life. Therefore, depression, oppression, or any other kind of pressure cannot and will not overtake me. For I am more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who strengthens me each and every day of my life. Glory to God, glory to God. Now shout hallelujah. Whether you believe in God, whether you believe in Jesus, always give some type of energy to the spirit world. You know, we have to take those times because when we say push come to shove, I'm going to go out here. People do that all the time. When push come to shove, they go and rob somebody. Or when push come to shove, they go rob a bank or they, you know, have so much built up that they explode at the wrong times. And so we don't want those push come to shove moments to be negative. We want those push come to shove moments to be as positive as we can make them. And the only way I feel to do that is to stay under some type of self-reliance, self-resilience. You know, for me, it's my God. It's my religion. It's me turning to the word of God. It's me turning to my higher power and trusting my higher power to know that he will inevitably always take care of me and that he always has a ram in the bush. So when you get to your push come to shove moments, just encourage yourself. You know, I have taken medication to help me settle myself, you know, antidepressants, 10 milligrams. It's not going to hurt you anything to keep you grounded because in the medical field, people have strokes. I see it every day. I work with it every day. You know, people live their lives under a tremendous amount of stress. And if we don't let it out, if we don't exercise, if we don't meditate, if we don't release that energy, it turns around and filters back into the body and it will make you sick. It will cause sickness and disease to come upon you. And that's something you don't want. So just listen to what I'm saying. Just remember when you have those push come to shove moments, you know, not to get too excited. Just say, you know what, I'm going to calm down. I'm going to take it for what it's worth. You know, I had a guy tell me today at the store, he was like, smile. And I was like looking at him like, I don't even know you. And he was like, smile, Miss Lady. You too pretty not to smile. And then I smiled. He said, there you go. He said, you got a beautiful smile. He said, because you know what? Whatever it is what it is. And you know what? He was right. And it's not that I didn't know it. I was kind of going through something at the time. But when push came to shove, I didn't exercise what I knew. And that brought me back to this podcast. You know, I'm relaying this information to you because now I feel better. I had to release that energy. I had to meditate. I had to talk to the Lord. I had to put on me a song. I had to get a scripture. I had to do what I had to do. I had to pray and talk to God. I had to join in fellowship with the Father. And whatever you do, you know, if it's outside of the realms of Jesus or religion, you know, whatever it is that you do, do you run? Do you exercise? Do you lift weights? You know, I don't advise talking on the phone a lot, you know, telling people your business, you know, because that can cause and create problems unless it's someone that you truly, truly trust. And so, but when you come to these push comes to shove moments, I want you to really, really look deep within and do what it is that you have to do. I encourage you all to check out my webpage, TundiHector.net, and all of my social media platforms, Unusual_Blessings, Tundi Hector on LinkedIn, Pinterest, and Twitter. And let's know, you know, we have our times, but when it comes to the push to come to shove moments, we have to take the tools that we have and be able to survive with our lives. And it's your girl Tunde, and y'all have a good day, and I encourage you to live life, live it to the fullest, do whatever it is that you have to do to make your life better. And it's your girl Tunde again. Y'all have a good one. Peace.